This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Consider this the next time you're stuck on what you think is a long airplane ride. Emirates Airlines is about to start service from its hub in Dubai to Panama City, Panama. En route time will be about 17 hours, 35 minutes, or probably forever if you're on board. Long-distance routes are the heart of the Emirates business model, but as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, there is some turbulence ahead.
Emirates Airlines has established a reputation for offering a lavish flying experience. The company's website boasts of mid-flight showers, meals of Iranian caviar, and braised beef and coconut milk. Bijan Vasile is with the ACG Aviation Consulting Group.
Their service is fantastic, and passengers are really liking the airline.
And more, American travelers are getting a taste. According to the Center for Aviation, Emirates is adding a record 600,000 seats in the U.S. this year, which is projected to give the company more than 2 million by 2016. Vasile says those numbers, not the extravagances, have grabbed U.S. competitors' attention.
Outside competition is getting bigger and bigger. Therefore, the fear is that they are capturing more and more customers from U.S. airlines.
In response, Delta, United, and American Airlines accuse Emirates, a state-run entity, of benefiting from UAE subsidies, a claim Emirates denies. If that claim has any merit, it could significantly curb Emirates' ability to grow, at least in the U.S. But industry analyst Mike Boyd says the carrier has more immediate concerns.
Well, they're buying these Airbus A380s that can handle up to 600 passengers. That's a lot of airplane, and you better be able to fill them up. If you fill them up, you make a lot of money. You don't fill them up, you lose a lot of money.
Boyd says Emirates' success hinges on its ability to move passengers across continents. It certainly helps to get someone on a plane for nearly 18 hours with promises of caviar, fine wine, and a shower. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.